Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's the Reverend Al Green bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. Scott Arno is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. TheSecurityAdvocate.com, is that right, Scott?
Yes, indeed.
It's the best place to find you. And we turn to Scott on a regular basis to help us sort through some of the cybersecurity issues that are out there. Facebook, Scott, continues to be in the news. I saw where the New York City is making contact with them about some things that they're doing up there. And you got another report though, there some things that they're doing with Instagram and WhatsApp. Tell us about it.
So, Facebook basically about a week or so ago, indicated that they're going to be merging their three primary messaging platforms. This is Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Facebook, I'm sure all of your listeners are familiar with, probably Instagram as well, which is more visual-based, pictures and short videos. WhatsApp is an encrypted messaging service, which they purchased in 2014. And it's funny, when they did purchase this, they made it a point to say, well, we won't be combining the data, of course, that would be, you know, violating our customers' privacy. And it was actually, it was very interesting. They were originally sort of held out as being independent. Instagram's founders and WhatsApp's founders came into Facebook and would keep the services independent.
They continued operating in their little silos, weren't they?
Yeah, except all the founders have since left. And actually, one of them, a guy named Brian Acton, who is one of WhatsApp's founders, he left in late 2017. And it's funny, he gave an interview about 6 months ago in which he indicated that he was basically coached by Facebook in 2014, when they were originally setting up the merger, to tell European regulators, oh, it'd be really difficult to integrate the data. Yeah, which apparently wasn't entirely factually correct. And in 2016, when they started actually combining some of the advertising data and marketing data, the EU hit them with about $120,000 or $120 million penalty for providing incorrect or misleading data when they originally approved the merger in the first or the acquisition in the first place. And now they're looking at combining the services, which is a little interesting. Funnily enough, rather coincidental timing, just this morning, about 2 or 3 hours ago, the FCO, which is basically Germany's antitrust regulator, issued an order basically directing Facebook to stop combining data with WhatsApp and Instagram without voluntarily allowing people to control that data being combined.
This is now, an important point. This is an important point, Scott, because I like to remind people that that European Union is much more much faster to protecting their people in the regulator's mind than the United States is. We're infinitely more laissez-faire here with regard to the big boxes, the big tech companies and how they treat their people than Europe. Europe has this overlayment of righteously indignant regulators who claim to be protecting their people. United States doesn't do that so much, right?
Yeah, we also we have a very different sort of overall privacy structure than they do. They have basically in the EU, for example, I know you and I have spoken about the GDPR in the past, the General Data Protection Regulation. When there's a privacy law in a country in Europe, it applies to everything in that country. Mm-hmm. We don't do that in the States. What we have is what's called a sectoral system. So the laws that do apply here apply to a specific market sector. If you're in healthcare, you're dealing with HIPAA, the Health Information Portability and Accountability Act. If you're in finance, you're dealing with the Gramm-Leach-Bliley Act. It's just one thing in one area. And needless to say, there are a lot of things that slip through the cracks. On a state level, there's only a little bit. Just now, basically a few months back, California has come out with a privacy law, which doesn't come into force until basically January 1st of 2020. New Jersey is looking at one, but even there, when they start coming in, they're going to be patchwork. Because right now what you have basically are data breach notification laws in the state.
How do you put up state firewalls in an environment that is overarching all of that in cyberspace? In fact, it's in the ether above country borders, let alone state borders. How do you do that?
Kind of sounds tricky to navigate, doesn't it? Now, a lot of the larger companies are trying to. Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, with the GDPR, you have these pretty big penalties. I know we've spoken about up to 4% of global turnover for the previous year.
And by the way, the GDPR, the European Union, they're arrogant enough to extend that to you and me here in the United States. That enforcement. Go ahead, Scott.
Well, it's dealing with U.S. companies processing data of European citizens here anything happening within a European country. They can't literally, like you and me actually doing something in the States can't actually be enforced overseas, but there's a lot of overlap.
But back to Facebook,
larger companies
Instagram,
are trying
and WhatsApp,
to segregate data.
But. Back to Facebook merging all this stuff together, and what's going to happen?
Well, at this point, even though this order from Germany came out a few hours ago, Facebook has already said they're going to appeal it. And
what about
the
United States? What about U.S. users?
Yeah. I'd love to tell you there's something great to do. At this point, we have to see what format it comes out in. My guess is there will be some way to opt out of it if Facebook follows its current type practices. It'll be buried under something where you're strongly discouraged from opting out, but there will be a way to do it.
Or you won't know about it, and it's another example of what I predicted, what I warned about, Scott. You know I did, about the continued erosion of our sensitivity to privacy. This is another assault on that, ladies and gentlemen, by Facebook. Quick break, 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.